I want to chat a little bit about adjuvant therapy and trials in adjuvant therapy. And to begin, roughly what percent of patients are actually resected with the hope of cure with renal cell cancer? And how much do those patients contribute towards the overall pool of people dying of the disease? So that if you make an intervention in that setting, how much of the mortality are you trying to attack?
Right. You know, initially, if you look at it, about 30% to 40% of patients present with metastatic disease at the time of their kidney being removed. And then eventually, another 30%, and in some literature, as high as 50%, eventually have recurrent metastatic involvement. So if you just whittle down the percentage of patients, you're talking somewhere around a third to maybe less than a half of the patient population. Then if you look at the patient population from that standpoint, who's high risk? So you're going to take that, again, piece of the pie. You're not going to treat the low-risk patients, the small tumors, incidentally diagnosed grade 1 and grade 2s. So you're going to take the larger tumors or the grade 3s and grade 4s. So your population becomes truly 25%, you know, if one just looks at a pie. And then you've got to decide, is that population worth chasing when you don't have curative agents or complete response rate agents? You have good partial response rate or stability agents. And historically, if you look at other tumors that have developed adjuvant therapies that are standard of care, they're with drugs that actually have a complete response rate component. So I'm of the position that...
Although I maybe would argue with you there in terms of breast, you don't see many complete responses in metastatic breast.
But you've got some pretty good activity with chemotherapy in an advanced setting.
That's for sure, and you have hormone therapy
right
now.
Right, where our drugs last for a period of, you know, 8 months on average, 5 months on average, and they're developing resistance. And when they fail our drugs, they tend to be more exponentially growing than they were prior to starting the agents. Because whatever pathways start becoming more predominant, clearly you're feeding the tumor in a greater sense. And you don't see that in a majority, but you see that in a fair number of people.